Officer Jack McGlam program coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. I hope that you had a good weekend. And we're going to talk a little bit later about our holiday today. Hope you're enjoying the first ever communist that was given a holiday in America, Martin Luther King. And that's a very, very sad thing because the vast majority of our black brothers and sisters in the nation don't know this, and we're going to talk about it a little later, but I've invited Jeff Bennett to come on with me and talk about the economy and what's happening right now for the first part of the program. He said he was going to call in, and I believe he will, but we're going to talk about this because many of you listening to this program remember when I told you that I grew up in Washington, D.C., was born in Washington, D.C., and grew up with black folks and white folks, mostly black folks in the D.C. area in the 40s and 50s. And it's really amazing how the black people and their families have been destroyed in America today. 40s and 50s, as I told you before, every black family that I knew in Washington, D.C. had two parents in the home. And nowadays, a very small percentage of black families have two parents in the home. 80% of the children could read. The black children could read, and today it's like 35% to 40% today. Almost 100% of the families were spiritual, highly spiritual Christians, Southern Baptists for the most part. And now, of course, they've been taught in the last 40 years to get back to their roots and to give up Christianity and go back beating their drums and dancing to the demon spirits, the pagan spirits. And it's really put a hardship on families and relationships with the older generation blacks, like I'm an older generation white that grew up with the blacks back in the 40s and 50s, and we were Christians, and so were the black families then. And so the grandpappies and grandmoms are fighting their children growing up today and going back to their roots and leaving Christianity. And we're going to talk about all of this, folks, and even more, and how it isn't accidental. It's all been done on purpose to the black families of America. We'll be back after this break, and we'll continue to talk about this until Jeff Bennett calls in.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop, retired cop, that is, Jack McLam, here with you tonight. And this day always makes me sad because, as I've told you before, as a military person during the Vietnam War, and as a police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States, I have worked for years and years and years. Not only did I grow up with black people, wonderful black families in Washington, D.C., during the 40s and 50s, but I went into the military and then into law enforcement, where I spent my career working with very fine American black people. That's right. My brothers and sisters, many of them in law enforcement and the military, as you know, are black. They love America. Many of them love God. And many of them are as upset as I am, this old white boy, Irish cop, about their children being led back into their roots, where it took a long time, decades upon decades, generation after generation, to bring the blacks to Christianity and to loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've told you on this program before that I used to walk as a young boy to my Presbyterian church down the street past the Southern Baptist black church, and I wanted to go to the black church because every time I'd walk past there, my goodness gracious, there was celebration in the black church over the Lord Jesus Christ and their salvation. Celebration like white people don't know anything about, you know, especially at Presbyterian churches. And I just loved the music, and I loved the people. And I went on to my Presbyterian church, went inside, and everybody was like everybody had already died, gone to heaven. They were sitting in the pews, but there wasn't a sound made. And so I grew up liking my black countrymen. They liked me, and we got along very fine until the government finally convinced us we hated each other, because that was the government's job. The international crime families that controlled the government were working even at that time to bring hatred between the blacks and the whites, separation, and to conquer America. They wanted to separate America. And so I remember very well and have talked to black families in South Phoenix. I worked my whole police career in the black and Latino section of South Phoenix, the high crime area. And I talked to many families of my age, grandparents and parents, who now are very upset that their children are being taken out of their Southern Baptist Christian religion and taught to beat on their tom-toms again and dance to the demon spirits and to go into something called Kwanzaa. And we brought this up before. Kwanzaa was created by a woman violent assaulter and convict, created Kwanzaa. And so, back then also, folks, almost 100% of the male black people were working for a living. There was very little welfare. And a good friend of mine, Sam Steiger, some of you might remember that name, who was a congressman from Phoenix, from Arizona. And when he was a congressman in 1994, he made this statement, and he said, if you wanted to design a plan to polarize the races in America, welfare is the way to go. And he was absolutely right. The internationalists that have control of America polarize the American people, causing hatred between the races through welfare and things like that. Well, back when I grew up, most of the black men were working, and the women took care of the house. Like I say, almost 100% of the families had two parents in the house, the mom and dad. And the woman took care of the kids, and the husband went out to work. But today, folks, things have changed drastically, and it's all been planned that way. Now, that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight a little bit here on Martin Luther King Day, because I hope that your heart breaks for the black people of America when I finish here tonight, because mine certainly does, when they have been destroyed on purpose as a part of the internationalist plan to divide America up to conquer us. And this is why, as a police officer, I learned that today 35 to 40% of black males before their 25th birthday today will be in prison, will go to prison. Well, when I grew up, folks, a very small minority of blacks went to jail at all because they were Southern Baptist Christians. And it was probably, I was too young to know, but I do know very, very few people, black people, went to prison or jail, and probably as many as whites at that time. But today, 35%, and that's when I left law enforcement a few years back, I learned would be going to jail before their 25th birthday. Well, what happened? What happened? Okay, well, that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes here. But I want to go to a Jewish brother of ours who I respect very much. And there's some weird things said about him. I don't want to get into all that, but Dr. Henry McCow, a doctor in Canada, is a Jewish doctor, very proud of that, and he'll tell you that right up front. And he writes so much about the communists in America, and also he links a lot of the communism to leftist Jews in America. Well, that's what he does. He's a Jew, and he feels that he can write about what he wants to write about, but he's talking about here Rosa Parks and fabricating an American icon. And he's talking about Rosa Parks, and he gets into talking about Martin Luther King in this very short article here that he has written 3 months ago when Rosa Parks died. And here's what he had to say, and I think it's very, correct, absolutely correct, and also very courageous of him. He says Rosa Parks was not a simple seamstress whose lonely act of defiance in 1955 sparked the civil rights movement. In fact, she was a trained Communist Party member and an activist. Her refusal to move to the back of the bus was not a spontaneous gesture, but was a provocation organized by her longtime employer, the Communist National Association of Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. Last week, Rosa Parks' body lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Incredible. This was an honor accorded only 29 times in the whole history of the United States to people like Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy, and most recently Ronald Reagan. This is incredible, folks. You know, think about that for a moment. Why was she treated this way? Well, they're trying to make a saint out of her, I believe, and an icon, another communist icon for America like Martin Luther King is what I think. But let's read what Dr. Henry McCowell, our brother from Canada, has to say. He says, this treatment of letting her body lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda illustrates how the American political leaders and mass media public routinely deceive and betray the public. The New York Times obituary said her arrest turned a very private woman into a reluctant symbol and torchbearer. President Clinton said her action ignited the most significant social movement in American history. And Dr. Henry McCowell says, while I support the ostensible aims of the civil rights movement, and I was a part of it, I have to ask, given its communist sponsorship, what is the hidden agenda to the civil rights movement? I will elaborate on this later. He goes on to say, to understand why the U.S. elite, the international crime families, in other words, folks, would honor a communist, we need to make a paradigm shift. A clique of London-based private bankers control most of the world's credit and wealth and wants to consolidate this power in permanent world institutions of political, social, and spiritual control. It created the funded communism. Now, this is the international banksters we talk about, folks, the internationalists that control the Bush crime family. Remember, they're just a lieutenant, a low member of the international criminal elite families who they're talking about here, the private bankers. And it says it created, that's this clique of London-based private bankers, created and funded communism as an instrument to advance this goal, which involves dissolving all collective forces that might oppose it, including the nation-state, race, religion, and dissolving the family. Boy, they've been successful there, haven't they, folks? Thus, communism, far from being a relic of the Cold War era, is in different forms today, still very much a part of our lives, eroding the above institutions. Once again, the nation state, race, religion, and family. The Cold War continues, but it's been renamed. It's been renamed secretly the War on Terror. Essentially, another fraud calculated to control the masses and further concentrate wealth and power in the hands of the super rich. The pattern of elite deception, he says. And under that title, he goes on to say, the portrayal of Rosa Parks as an ordinary citizen triggers my alarm bells. Betty Friedan, the founder of feminism and longtime communist activist, was also depicted as an average mother and housewife. Not true. Thanks to the well-informed internet forum, Daily Costs.com, and that's daily, the word daily, a space, and then capital K-O-S, like in Sierra, .com. He says, I quickly discovered Rosa Parks began serving as a secretary for the NAACP, and she still held that position when she was arrested. Okay, we'll be right back and go over and finish up Dr. Henry McCowell's article here and talk about other things. Hang on now, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Talk about how our black brothers and sisters in America have been literally destroyed, set upon by the internationalists and destroyed for political reasons. And that's what we're doing tonight in honor of our black Americans, and not in honor of a communist named Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, but we know the truth about Martin Luther King and his followers. And he was brainwashed, and he was used against the black people. And we're going to show that tonight, if we have the time, and we're going to do the best we can here. But anyway, Dr. Henry McCow, who's a Jewish Canadian, just tells it like it is. That's one thing I like about the man. He just lays it out there most of the time and just deals with the facts of what he has discovered himself. And I know what he says is true here, folks, because we've known this for a long, long time, what he's saying here. He says, in July 1955, 5 months before the famous incident on the bus, in December, Rosa Parks attended the Highlander Folk School in Monteagle, Tennessee. Miles Horton and James Dombrowski, both Communist Party members, started this school in 1932 to train American communist activists. Betty Friedan, was another illuminist of that school. Rosa Parks and many others, and I've seen the pictures, folks, of Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King at sitting in the chairs there at the Highlander Folk School. This is all true what he's saying here. Rosa Parks and many others had defied the bus segregation laws on several occasions during the 1940s. So, folks, this was a staged event. They had already done this. So in 1955, it wasn't anything new, but the communists were going to use it this time. The Montgomery bus boycott was planned in advance. Martin Luther King was brought in to lead it. Rosa Parks was chosen to kick it off. And you can go to another writer, Alden Morris, The Origin of the Civil Rights Movement, and read about that. A member of the DailyCost.com, who works for the Communist Party USA newspaper, said a Communist Party USA executive member told him that also that Rosa Parks was a member of the Communist Party. This is something the communists, of course, in our nation, in the Republican Party and Democratic Party, don't advertise, folks. The testimony of numerous defectors leaves no doubt that the U.S. Communist Party was directed and funded from Moscow. And, of course, Moscow that got their funding, folks, from the international crime families and the American people, because we funded the communist movement for 70 years with our own tax dollars out of Washington, D.C. to keep it alive. Because communism can't live by itself. It eats itself alive unless it has funds poured into it all the time. But despite that, idealistic dupes like Parks and Friedan, though, he's calling them idealistic dupes. In other words, they were duped into acting for the Communist Party. He says Parks and Friedan thought its goals was to subjugate the American people, enslave them, in other words. The Women's Liberation Movement was patterned on the Civil Rights Movement, and they are off-the-shelf communist psychosocial operations. To be effective, they must appear to reflect a popular groundswell or create one, rather than an elite agenda imposed from above. And this is always true, folks. The feminist movement was started by the Communist Party, Betty Friedan and ones like her, to destroy the family, that's it, destroy the family, convince the women that they were getting a bad shake, that they were being kept barefoot and pregnant and kept chained to the kitchen, have to wash the socks of their old man as he was out partying and having a ball in at work. Well, for the most part, this isn't true. Men go to work to work. They don't go to work to party. But the feminists started telling the women that they're having a bad shake of this deal, the dirty end of the stick, and they need to get out in the workplace and heck with the kids and have some fun themselves. So that's why 53% of the American families today are broken up in America, because of the women's movement, convincing the women to go and hang up her apron and get out and leave the kids with babysitters and get out in the workplace. Well, okay, so this is what they're talking about, that the Women's Liberation Movement was a social or psychosocial operation right off the shelf for popular consumption. While these movements rectified genuine injustices many times, like the mistreatment of blacks. See, the communists saw that, folks, and took advantage of it. The blacks were many times mistreated, so they jumped right in and caused the agitation to cause great hatred between the whites and the blacks. Here comes the NAACP, communist NAACP. Here's a book by a man named David Duke, who's called a white, a white Nazi, I guess is the name they're using on him. But he wrote a book called The Awakening, and Dr. Henry McCow has a few statements to say about that book. But I see we're up on the break, and we'll be back on the other side of the break to continue on here, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Jack McGlam program, and I mentioned David Duke's name, and I could hear people go, oh my gosh, he's that neo-Nazi, he's that white supremacist that hates all people of color. Obviously, folks, you haven't read his work, his works, because that's what the internationalist hate mongers call him. And yes, he's like a skunk in a garden party, because he brings up the word that scares American whites to death. He brings up the word white. And he talks about the whites being intermingled with other races to where the white race is disappearing. And that is absolute barbarism to the internationalists that are working to breed all races together to make us all one color. So they hammer David Duke all the time. You don't have to like him, but here Dr. Henry McCow is quoting him in his book, My Awakening. He paints a picture of the NAACP that suggests a typical banker communist front. And what he means here, folks, is the NAACP was created by the international banksters just like communism was. There was nothing called communism before the banksters created it to cause a division in the world, to cause the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic, okay, various sides controlled by the same people. And so America didn't have an enemy until the international banksters created the Communist Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, where they sent trained people from New York City and Chicago, I think there's 200 of them, over to Russia to start the Bolshevik Revolution and go in and kill the Christian Tsar and his Christian family and then start whacking Christians. And I think they ended up killing within the next few years 60 million Christians over there to start the communist movement in that part of the world. And then you and I funded it for 70 years through our taxes. Well, anyway, back to David Duke here. It says, although founded in 1909, and that's the communist NAACP, it didn't have a black president until 1970s. Now, this is true because we know the history here at our two police and military associations. As I said, we have a lot of black good police officers, great police officers, and black soldiers. They know, the ones that work with us, this history of the NAACP. And just recently in the 1970s, the communists finally decided that the blacks were capable of running their own organization and could be trusted. So they put very hardcore black communists in control of the NAACP in the 1970s. And until then, says Dr. Henry McCall, its president and board were mainly drawn from the ranks of communist Jews. And you can go to a website to see and read about this at www.martinlutherking.org. Okay? I haven't been to that website, but this is what Dr. Henry McCall says. Martin Luther King may have been a very typical front man for the Communist Party. Privately, he declared himself a Marxist. He also attended the Highlander School, and his personal secretaries, Bayard Rustin and Jack O'Dell, were communists. Stanley Levinson, his handler, who wrote all of his speeches and managed his fundraising, was also a hardcore communist. Apparently, King's integrity has also been called into question. King, and there's much record of this, folks, just absolute confirmed records of this. King plagiarized large sections of his doctoral thesis when he became a doctor, and a doctor of theology. He also had liaisons with white prostitutes, which is well known. Which were taped by the FBI and confirmed by his own successor and fellow communist, Ralph Abernathy, in his book, The Walls Came Tumbling Down, 1989. Racial strife as an elite weapon of the communists. Dr. Henry McCall goes on and says, I find racial prejudice, personally, discrimination and segregation repugnant. Mankind, according to me, is a family of races, each gifted and bringing something unique to the potluck. At the same time, a balance must be found. Racial and national groups have a right to protect their racial character and ensure their survival, just like David Duke is trying to do for the whites. I find it odd that countries like Israel, China, and Japan can do this and without criticism. But countries in Europe and America cannot. Blacks, Jews, and Hispanics can do this, but whites cannot. I also believe discrimination in favor of a minority is just as bad as discrimination against the majority. I am a Canadian. I am not an expert on civil rights movement. However, if the Communist Party USA was involved, I can guarantee you there was a hidden agenda. It appears very well to be spelled out in a document entitled A Racial Program for the 20th Century, folks, that I've read on the air several times as I've done this little diatribe about how the blacks have been destroyed in America on purpose by these internationalists like the Bush family. But he goes over it here, and so I'm going to just share it with you a little bit. It says, A Racial Program for the 20th Century, 1912, by a communist in England, Israel Cohen, a very prominent communist. He quoted, or this was quoted in the Congressional Record by Congressman Abernathy and entered into the Congressional Record 1957, page 8059. If authentic, it is pretty damning. Well, folks, we have copies of the Congressional Record. I have them right here in my file, the actual pages out of Congressional Records. It is true. Congressman Abernathy read this into the Congressional Record in 1957. But we go on, and here's where Dr. Henry McCow quotes from the book, The Racial Program of the 20th Century, that was read into the Congressional Record. It says, this is the communist Israel Cohen in England speaking. He says, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the black races in America that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can move them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin the process which will deliver America to our cause, unquote. Now, folks, I know that just about made you gasp for breath. You have to take a minute and get your breath, because that is so diabolically evil, it is hard to believe that that is for real. But I'm telling you, we have the pages out of the Congressional Record, and it's for real. And we also have other backup material that shows that the Communist Party was doing just that among the blacks. They were using them to try to bring America down and change the value systems of America, destroy the institutions in America, and also, in the same time, they cared not that they destroyed the black families of America. That this is so evil. But remember, folks, the international crime families are Luciferians. Their God is Lucifer. It is not the God of the Bible. That's why you have presidents that belong to the Skull and Bone Society, where they have human heads in there, human skulls, and all kinds of human bones, and the Nazi signs, and all kinds of evil, evil things in that temple that they have at the university, Yale University. That place has been broken into several times, and they've photographed all this stuff. So it is true, our president and his father have been Luciferians for a very, very long time. Although, of course, because 80-some percent of America claims to be Christian, guess what they are? To get the votes, they're Christian. Can you imagine a Luciferian lying? Can you imagine that? Isn't that weird? But anyway, back to and finishing up Dr. Henry McCow's article here, and then we'll go to our callers. It says here, the central bankers are involved in a massive fraud, printing our money for the price of the paper, loaning it to us, and then demanding full repayment with interest. The only way they can perpetrate this fraud is to keep us distracted by divisions, racial divisions, and so forth. That involves creating enemies for all of us. Look at France. With its minority of 5 million Muslims, currently Muslim youth are rioting. French Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy said Thursday that the riots were not spontaneous. Ha-ha! Is that surprising you folks? But rather well-organized, just like the riots in America have been well-organized. Do I need to elaborate, Dr. Henry McCow says, the central bankers use racial minorities as a weapon. A final suggestion is, given the heavily Jewish character of the Communist Party, the civil rights movements may have been designed to tear down white racial defenses so that sympathetic Jews might advance. This is Dr. Henry McCow, remember, folks, a Jewish doctor in Canada saying that. Conclusion, he says, the sanctification of the communist Rosa Parks proves again that the American political and cultural elite is irredeemably corrupt. Social change doesn't take place in the U.S. unless the central bankers and their media assets sponsor it. Their long-term plan for world dictatorship is disguised as spontaneous grassroots revolts. It is not. Increasing the mass media, increasingly the mass media, government, and educational institutions reveal their true colors and discredit everyone in the eyes and discredit themselves in the eyes of the public. Before the civil rights movement, there were many economically viable black communities, just like I said, folks. Where I lived in Washington, D.C., every black family had two parents. Every family member, father, worked, and mama stayed at home, took care of the children, went to the Southern Baptist Church several days a week. They were good citizens before the civil rights movement was started by the communists. Segregation forced black people, especially black men, to take care of business. The civil rights movement destroyed all of that. Harry Belafonte said Martin Luther King was killed after he realized that he was a pawn and that he was duped. Martin Luther King saw that desegregation would impoverish the black community. Now there's no black community. We have no real leadership and we have no collective economic power. Put together, we have a lot of money, but we are the targets of corporations. This is what the civil rights movement has brought us, and the Nation of Islam was started by the Jesuits to foment race wars, said, allegedly, Harry Belafonte. Okay, that's it, folks. Dr. Henry McCow is the inventor of the board game Scrabbles and author of A Long Way to Go for a Date. His articles exposing feminism and the New World Order can be found on his website at www.savethemales.ca for Canada. www.savethemales.ca for Canada. And we once again thank our brother, Dr. Henry McCow, for putting out the truth. And I can say this, folks, because we have many files on the communist movement in America, and we know what he has said here is absolutely accurate and true. Now let's go to our callers. Paul, who did you say was on the line? Oh, okay. Let's go to Rita from Texas. Rita, welcome to the program.
How are you, Officer McClam?
I'm doing pretty good, sister.
I couldn't resist. I was hearing you talk about the women's lib movement, you know, and about how these women are responsible for the problems in the society of the United States of America.
Well, now, you're taking it a little further than that. I didn't say that.
Well,
I said that the feminist movement, the communist feminist movement, took many of the women out of the home and broke up a lot of families.
Well, you know, as far as history and facts are concerned in the United States of America, the men are responsible. And the men are responsible because they were in Congress. And the women didn't even have the vote when divorce was deemed a lawful method of breaking up the family in the United States of America. And out of divorce, comes forth prostitution, fornication, abortion, and ultimately, when there is no God, then you have homosexuality. So, as far as correcting the family situation, there needs to be two things being done in order to eliminate abortion in our country, if we're Christians. As a constitutional amendment that states that the right to life of every person begins at conception.
That's right.
Okay, and then the other is to forbid divorce and remarriage. Because what happened is the women prior even to divorce, they were subjected to the whims of the man. And in Christendom, in Europe didn't have divorce until Henry VIII came along.
Yeah, well, the Bible doesn't have divorce unless for two reasons. As you know, God said you can't divorce except for two reasons, and that is if your partner dies or if there's a proven infidelity.
Yeah, well,
you know,
yes,
and
but,
so,
divorce.
But man come along and decided that if you don't like each other, you can divorce.
Well, that's true, but you know, Officer McGlan, the Bible talks about that if a man puts away his wife and marries another, he commits adultery.
That's right.
And it talks about a woman who has been put away and who marries another commits adultery.
That's right,
so
absolutely.
So outlawing remarriage after divorce then would seem to be the solution in order to comply with what the Bible says and not contradict it. But, you know, I personally believe, and I now see the justice, because I watch these women and men who are married, but I particularly get very angry at women who are having affairs with married men. I believe in, I do believe, stone them.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
they are killing a man. You know, they're killing a marriage.
Let's bring back stoning.
You don't.
You know, that would stop a lot of that, wouldn't it?
Right. And I also think that we need to start seriously consider that the penalty for lying is to rip their tongues out. Can you imagine how fast we clean out Congress?
My goodness gracious, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
listen,
sister.
I just couldn't resist that. You men are responsible
okay.
for the problems here. Y'all were in the Congress, you know.
Well, that's
y'all
true.
Y'all got this staggered
yeah.
divorce going, so you need to straighten it out.
Okay, sister. Well, listen, we need your help, though, okay?
All I'll right. do it with prayer. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Lord bless you, Rita. I like that woman. Boy, I'll tell you, she's got a fire in her belly, doesn't she? I'll tell you. Had more women like that, and actually, if we had more men like that, we would have taken this country back a long time ago, folks. We'll be right back with more of the program after this break. Actually, let's see, we're wrapping up the program. We have to get along there. We got several other people on the line, so hang on, callers. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, I'm sorry we didn't get to finish up our Black Night here. Maybe tomorrow I'll finish it up. I've got other things I want to tell you, but let's go to our callers now. Roger in Pennsylvania, we have Drew on, too. We'll try to get on before the end. Go right ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we have a whole week to celebrate Martin Lucifer King Day.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
You know, I and on that note, a quick aside to help celebrate that. Let's all pray for justice and God's will in the trial. I believe it should be starting tomorrow, the 17th of in Los Angeles, of Jesse Jackson and his son for slugging Jesse Lee Peterson and verbal threats and false imprisonment. He managed to put that off for like 4 years now, and it's so let's all pray for justice and God's will there.
Let's do that, brother, because Jesse Lee Peterson is a very brave American black man and an American patriot, and Jesse Jackson is one of these communists that's a skunk in the parlor.
I want to jam this out as quick as I can.
Right.
I think that racial prejudice has certainly been aided by those who are using that half a brain that the public school system has given them to advance by those who advance the boneheaded doctrines of naturalistic evolution. I think you have a lot of closet racists or those who have no defense against racist arguments by those who adopt that position.
True.
And lastly, I could say more as I did earlier on with Stan Solomon's show, but I'll leave it at this. It was like 1 to 2 years ago, there's one black guy with something like Democracy Project or thereabouts, Randall Robinson or some Robinson maybe. Anyway, he was on Tony Brown's Journal at that time, and here's the big lie. And he was self-described on Tony Brown's Journal as to the left of the left. It wasn't pulled out of him.
Yeah.
That's his self-description.
Uh-huh.
And he says, only in the very, very last days did Martin Luther King adopt his ultra-leftist socialist economics.
Brother. Yeah, big
lie. Now, the big fat lie, of course, is that that was only at the very, very, very end.
True.
And the likes of George Schuyler, however that's pronounced, author of Black and Conservative.
Uh-huh.
And you had Julia Brown, who wrote I Testify, where she was, at the request of the FBI, re-infiltrated herself into the Communist Party, and all of them warning how deadly Martin Luther King was, and God bless you all.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Let's go to Drew in Little Rock. Brother Drew, go right ahead. We're just about
out of
time.
Running out of time again. Thank you
very
much.
Are.
Way to go, Roger. I like your input, and kudos for Rita in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic lady. I love
That's
what
right.
she had to say. Men have been in control. They're the ones that brought this down.
No,
I agree with her 100%.
That's right. Men with no backbone.
The website you gave out, people need to go to that website, martinlutherking.org. That tells the truth about the plagiarisms and the evil behind Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Check that out, everybody out there. And remember this, without truth, there can be no justice. And without justice, we're going down the tube.
That's right, brother. Well said.
God bless you, Jack. You have a good show. You got to wrap it up. Tell them goodbye. Give them your address.
All right,
God
brother.
Bless.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Okay. Well, folks, I hear the music back there. I just want to say that we've got more to talk about. All this week will be Martin Luther King week. And because I love the black people and have served with them in the military and in law enforcement and seen the broken hearts of the American black families down in South Phoenix as our government brings tons and tons of drugs into their community and feeds it into the veins of little black people, little black children, I want to talk about this some more tomorrow, folks, if you don't mind. Go over some more truth with you about some of the hatred of the blacks of these communists in our country and how they've been destroying them on purpose. God bless all of you out there. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. but you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.